Hare Krishna. So thank you everyone for your wonderful association every day. Thank you so much for joining. Really welcome you from the bottom of my heart. And now we move on to our next program, which is Chaitanya Bhagavat class by His Grace Arjun Sakha Prabhu. We all know Arjun Sakha Prabhu. He is a wonderful, wonderful speaker and a scholar too. So thank you so much, Arjun Sakha Prabhu, for kindly accepting our request and coming on the call. And I'll hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. You can take over. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Kirtida Mataji, for very kindly inviting me once again back at the service of all the devotees of Bhakti Sangha. And I personally really appreciate the fact that devotees are constantly having some engagement or the other. Chaitanya Charitamrita was done. And then I was thinking to myself that what next? And then we had teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And now we have Chaitanya Bhagavat. So I'm very happy that whoever is coming up with these plans is very nicely making sure that in the morning we have Srimad Bhagavatam and later in the day we have something in connection to the Yugavatar Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So thank you so much for inviting me. I don't know how I can add any value to this Sangha. There are so many beautiful, wonderful speakers, way more realized, who have presented here in this discussion. But whatever I'll try to present is what I have heard and read from the books of Srila Prabhupada, from the lectures of Srila Prabhupada, and of course from the lectures of the wonderful, glorious disciples of Srila Prabhupada. If there are any mistakes in the presentation, which I'm pretty sure I'm going to make, because at the end of the day, I'm still conditioned, kindly, as Saragrahi Vaishnavas, please forgive me. And if there are any points of inspiration, kindly pray for me, bless me, so that I can serve devotees in this way as much as possible. Please accept my very humble obeisances before we begin. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha. Kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So let me just share my screen. And if someone can confirm if the screen is visible.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much, Mataji. So we are reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, text 50 onwards, and this is Adi Khanda. Just like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, and Ant Leela. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, we have Adi Kandha, Madhya Kandha, and the Shesh Bhag, the end, Antya Kandha. So this is text 50 onwards. Adi Deva Mahayogi Ishwara Vaishnava Mahimara Anta Iha Na Janaye Sabha. Lord Ananta is the first incarnation of the Lord and the master of all mystic power. At the same time, he is a servant of God, a Vaishnava. Since there is no end to his glories, no one can understand him fully. We will just read the purport of this verse because Srila Saraswati Thakur gives long purports, and in the interest of time, we may not have, we don't have time to read all the purports. So just we will read the first purport of the text 50. The word Adideva is found in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, Text 41. As Lord Brahma describes the Leela avatars of Lord Krishna to Narada Muni in the following words. Even Adidev, the first incarnation of the Lord, namely Shesha, has not been able to reach the limit of such knowledge. Although he is describing the qualities of the Lord with 1,000 faces. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 25, Text 6, Srila Shukadev Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj, Lord Shankarshan is the ocean of unlimited spiritual qualities and thus he is known as Anantadev. He is Adidev, not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For the welfare of all living entities within this material world, he resides in this abode, restraining his anger and intolerance. Lord Shankarshan is Adidev or Adipurush, the original personality of Godhead. In this regard, one should refer to Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, chapter 16, text 31, and Canto 10, chapter 15, text 6. The word Mahayogi has two meanings. The first is Yogeshwara, or master of all mystic power. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, after Baladev killed the show bottle devotee, Romaharshan Sutta, the disciple of Vyasa, the sages of Naimasharanya lamented and offered prayers to Baladev as follows. Of course, even the injunctions of revealed scriptures cannot dictate to you the Lord of all mystic power. The second meaning of Mahayogi is Yoga Mayadhisha, or controller of mystic power. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Balaram accepts the sages' prayers and replies to them as follows. O sages, just say the word, and by my mystic power, I shall restore everything you promised him. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, Lord Balaram then sat down on the shore of the ocean and Yogam Asthaya Paurusham fixed himself in meditation upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In his commentary on this verse, Srila Sridhar Swami writes, the word Paurusham Yogam indicates Parama Purusha Dhyana, or meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Ishvara is described in the 6th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam as King Chitraketu prays to Lord Shankarshan in the following words. My dear Lord, you are the creator, maintainer and annihilator of this cosmic manifestation. But persons who are too materialistic and who always see separateness do not have the eyes with which to see you. They cannot understand your real position, and therefore they conclude that the cosmic manifestation is independent of your opulence. My Lord, you are the supreme pure and you are full in 6 opulences. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. In Srimad Bhagavatam, while describing the killing of Denukasur, Srila Shukadev Goswami glorifies Balaram by saying, my dear Parikshit, that Lord Balaram killed Denukasur is not such a wonderful thing, considering that he is the unlimited personality of Godhead, the controller of the entire universe. Indeed, the entire cosmos rests upon him, just as woven cloth rests upon its own horizontal and vertical threads. When the angry Lord Baladev was pulling the city of Hastinapur into Yamuna with his plow, the Kauravas prayed to him in the Srimad Bhagavatam as follows. You alone cause the creation, maintenance and annihilation of the cosmos, and of you there is no prior cause. Indeed, O Lord, authorities say that worlds are mere playthings for you as you perform your pastimes. The word Vaishnava is used in reference as Anantadev in the following statement of Shukadev Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit in Canto 10. A plenary portion of Krishna, the Vaishnava Ananta, entered her womb as her 7th child, arousing her pleasure and lamentation. That plenary portion is celebrated by great sages as Ananta. Not everyone can understand the glories of Anantadev. Not everyone can understand that the glories of Anantadev are unlimited. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam in many of the chapters that are mentioned here. So that was text 50. Text 51. Sevana shunila eva shuna thakurala atmatare yena mate vaishena patala. I have already spoken to you of Anantadev's influential service to the Lord. Now hear how the self-sufficient Ananta exists in the lower planetary systems of Patal. Srinarada gosai tumbura kari sanga seyasha gayena brahma sthane shloka vande. Bearing his stringed instrument, the tambura, on his shoulders, the great sage Narad Muni always glorified Lord Ananta in Brahma's assembly. Narad Muni has composed many transcendental verses in the praise of the Lord. Text 53. Utpati sthiti tlaye hetavosya kalpaha sattvadya prakriti guna yad. Ikshayasana yad rupam dhruvam akritam yad ekam atmana नानाधात कथम उहु नानाधात कथम ह वेद तस्य वर्त्मा बाय हिज ग्लांस द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड एनेबल्स द मोड्स ऑफ मेटीरियल नेचर टू एक्ट एज द कॉजेस ऑफ यूनिवर्सल क्रिएशन मेंटेनेंस एंड डिस्ट्रक्शन द सुप्रीम सोल इज अनलिमिटेड एंड बिगिनिंगलेस एंड ऑल्दो ही इज वन ही हैज मेंटेन्ड हिमसेल्फ इन मेनी फॉर्म्स हाउ कैन ह्यूमन सोसाइटी अंडरस्टैंड द वेज ऑफ द सुप्रीम मूर्तिम् न पुरु कृपया बभर सत्वम् संशुद्धिम् सद असद इदम् विभाति तत्र यलीलम् मृगपतिर् आददे नवध्याम् आधातुम् स्वजन मनांस्य उदार वीर्य दिस मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ सटल एंड ग्रॉस मैटर एग्जिस्ट विद इन द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड Out of causeless mercy towards his devotees, he exhibits various forms which are all transcendental. The Supreme Lord is most liberal and he possesses all mystic power. To conquer the minds of his devotees and give pleasure to their hearts, he appears in different incarnations and manifests many pastimes. The last verse for today. Yannama shrutam anu kirtayek akasmad Arthova yadhi patita pralambhanadava hantyamba sapadi indranam ashesham anyam kamsheshad bhagavata ashren mumukshuho. Even if he is distressed or degraded, any person who chants the holy name of the Lord, having heard it from a bona fide spiritual master, is immediately purified. Even if he chants the Lord's name jokingly, or by chance, he and anyone who hears him are freed from all sins. Therefore, how can anyone seeking disentanglement from the material clutches avoid chanting the name of Lord Shesha? Of whom else should one take shelter? Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjanashalakhaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सह गण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीना बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुस्तुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः आनंदलीलामय विग्रहाय हेमाव दिव्य छवि सुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रस प्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य भागवत ऑफ श्रील वृंदावन दास ठाकुर एंड वी फाइंड दैट इन द श्रीमद् भागवतम Shukadev Goswami in the 12th canto, the last canto that concludes the epic narration of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the last canto, Shukadev Goswami very beautifully says, Nimnaganam yatha Ganga, Devanam achyuto yatha, Vaishnavanam yatha Shambhu, Purananam idam tatha. He says, Nimnaganam yatha Ganga, just like of all the rivers, of all the holy waters, Ganga Devi is the topmost. And Srila Prabhupada went on further to say, if Ganga Devi is purified 100 times, then we get Yamuna. So in Prabhupada's language, Yamuna is the most pure because Sri Krishna Vrindavan sported, did water pastimes in Yamuna, in the land of Vrindavan. So Nimna Ganam Yatha Ganga, of all the waters, Ganga Devi is the topmost. And Devanam Achyuto Yatha, Achyuta, Sri Krishna is the topmost. Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu, of all the Vaishnavas, Shambhu, Mahadev, Gopeshwar Mahadev, Aseshwar Mahadev, Icheshwar Mahadev, Vankanteshwar Mahadev. Our Mahadev is the topmost. You see in the land of Vrindavan, every place we go, whether it is Kamyavan, whether it is Bhandirvan, whether it is Belvan, whether it is Lovan, whether it is Madhuvan, whether it is Vrindavan, Mahadev is there as Dwarpal, protecting in the land of Braj. And in fact, we all would have heard, it is always said, that whenever we enter the land of Vrindavan, we first take the blessings of Gopeshwar Mahadev. Because without his blessings, without his mercy, the true land of Vrindavan never really opens up. We take the blessings of the topmost Vaishnav, and by the blessings of the topmost Vaishnav, the dham opens. So this is exactly what even Shukadev Goswami says. Vaishnavanam yatha Shambhu. Vaishnavan, of all the Vaishnavas, Shambhu, Mahadev is the topmost. And Purananam idam tatha. Of all the scriptures, Purana, that is Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran, is the topmost scripture. And just like Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost scripture when it comes to glorifying Sri Krishna, similarly, Chaitanya Bhagavat or Chaitanya Bhagavatam is the topmost scripture when it comes to glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we find even Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita makes the same point. He says, Tara Uchishta Charvan. He says that, please do not think that Chaitanya Charitamrita is my composition. Tara Uchishta Charvan. I am simply taking the remnants that are left behind by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Whatever Vrindavan Das Thakur has not elaborated in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Kaviraj Goswami says, I am taking the opportunity to describe them in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But he makes sure to offer all credits to Vrindavan Das Thakur. He doesn't transgress Vaishnava etiquette. He says that Vrindavan Das Thakur is the topmost, and I am just simply taking the remnants that were left behind. And we find that Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote this epic literature in his 20s. Vrindavan Das Thakur was in his late 20s when he wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. While on the contrary, we find Kaviraj Goswami was in his late 80s when he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we find this is what an acharya can do either in his youth or in the fag end. This is the composition that they can come up with. And interestingly, if we see as far as the statistics are concerned, Chaitanya Bhagavat has thousands and thousands of verses more than even Chaitanya Charitamrita. We know how voluminous Chaitanya Charitamrita is. But Chaitanya Bhagavat is more voluminous than even Chaitanya Charitamrita. And all this was written by Vrindavan Das Thakur in his late 20s. So this is the hallmark of an acharya. Irrespective of whether they're young, middle-aged or old, they're always empowered by the Lord to do activities that mere mortals cannot even think of. We see the same in even Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Saraswati Thakur at the age of 8 was proofreading and editing Jaiva Dharma of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. That Jaiva Dharma, which devotees take lifetimes and lifetimes to even reach, leave alone understanding and contemplating, that scripture Srila Saraswati Thakur at the age of 8 was proofreading and editing and helping Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And likewise, we know that he also commented to the astrological work called the Surya Siddhanta. There is a book called the Surya Siddhanta, which talks about astrology. And our Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati Thakur, he commented to that. And after writing a commentary to the Surya Siddhanta, that's when he got the title as Siddhanta Saraswati. It was conferred upon him by the Gaudiya Vaishnava Samaj after writing the commentary on Surya Siddhanta. So he got Siddhanta Saraswati, and then after taking sannyas, it became Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. Prabhupada, in one of the lectures, he describes, when it was Saraswati Thakur's appearance or disappearance day, Prabhupada describes this as to how his spiritual master got the title as Siddhanta Saraswati. And likewise, we find even our Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada was there sitting in his room, and nice golden rays of the sun were falling upon Prabhupada, and cool wind was blowing. And Prabhupada was sitting with his two disciples, Karandara Prabhu and Hridayananda Das Brahmachari. This was in the early 1970s. And Prabhupada, he virtually took both his disciples on an India tour, return of the century. He took them back many, many years ago, when back in India, how family relations would be, how people would cooperate with each other, how they would cook in one house, how there would be like a joint family. And Prabhupada was explaining all this to both of his disciples because they were very young and they had not traveled to India at that time. And then Prabhupada took them, even prior, Prabhupada took them to his childhood. And Prabhupada was mentioning as to how he would do the Rath Yatra, how he would worship Radha Govinda. And then Prabhupada stopped. And Prabhupada, in a very grave mood, with his eyes fixed on Hridayananda Das Brahmachari and Karandana Prabhu, Prabhupada looked at both of them and said, "Whatever I am doing now, I was doing back then also. Do you understand?" And both the disciples, they didn't know what to answer. Then Prabhupada, later he said, "Never was there a time I forgot Krishna. Do you now understand?" And Hridayananda Das Maharaj, in his memories of Prabhupada, he says, it was certainly the case. When Prabhupada said that, he said that with so much conviction. He said, "Never was there a time I ever forgot Krishna. Do you understand? Whatever I'm doing now, I was doing that even in my childhood. I never forgot Krishna." It may apparently be seen that, oh, Prabhupada's business failed. And Prabhupada, his family was not cooperating, etc. But Prabhupada very emphatically said, "Never was there a time I ever forgot Krishna." And this is the hallmark of an Acharya. An Acharya never forgets Krishna. He always remembers Krishna. He always remembers Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And likewise here in this case, Vrindavan Das Thakur. Who is Vrindavan Das Thakur? Krishna Leela Bhagavat Kahe Veda Vyas Chaitanya Leela Ravyas Vrindavan Das. Krishna Leela Bhagavat Kahe Veda Vyas. That Veda Vyas who wrote Krishna Leela Bhagavat, which means Srimad Bhagavatam. That Veda Vyas who wrote Srimad Bhagavatam is now coming back again as Vrindavan Das Thakur to write Chaitanya Bhagavat. Vrindavan Das Thakur is not different from that same Vedavyas. Krishna Leela Bhagavat Kahe Vedavyas Chaitanya Leela Ravyas Vrindavan Das. The same personality. Manushya Rachite Nare Aiche Granta Dhanya Vrindavan Das Mukhe Vakta Shri Chaitanya. Manushya Rachite Nare Aiche Granta Dhanya. Oh, this scripture is not written by some normal manushya. Vrindavana Das Mukhe Vakta Shri Chaitanya. From the lotus lips of Vrindavan Das Thakur, it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is speaking through him. It is seen that Vrindavan Das Thakur is writing, but it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is speaking through Vrindavan Das Thakur. So, very beautifully it is said that in these two verses, that Vrindavan Das Thakur is not a mere mortal. He is Veda Vyas himself. And this scripture, Chaitanya Bhagavat, is personally recited by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So very important scripture. And now here we find in this section, the glories of Ananta Dev is described. Who is Ananta Dev? Expansion of Balaram Prabhu. But before we go to Ananta, there is a very beautiful connection that Srimad Bhagavatam in the 10th canto presents as to who actually is Balaram. What is the identity of Balaram Prabhu? There was a king by the name Devamidha. Now this sadhu, Devamidha, he had two wives. He had a Kshatriya wife and he had a Gopa wife. From the Kshatriya wife, Devamidha had Surasen. And Surasen's son is Vasudev Maharaj. So now for Vasudev Maharaj, Devamidha is his grandfather. So Vasudev Maharaj, Surasen and Devamidha. And as we know, Vasudev Maharaj gets married to Devaki Maiya. And they have Shri Krishna Bhagavan. They give birth to Shri Krishna. Now this is as far as the Kshatriya aspect is concerned. From the Kshatriya side, Devamidha has Surasen. He has a Kshatriya wife. From the Kshatriya wife, he has Surasen. And Surasen's son is Vasudeva Maharaj, who gets married to Devaki. Their son is Shri Krishna. But Vasudeva Maharaj also has a second wife by the name Rohini. And he has Rohini Nandan in the form of Balaram. So he has Devaki Nandan in the form of Shri Krishna. And he has Rohini Nandan in the form of Balaramji. Now this is as far as the Kshatriya line is concerned. Now from the Devamidha again, as we mentioned, Devamidha also has a Gopa wife. From the Gopa wife, he has Parjanya Maharaj. So Devamidha, the Gopa wife, and their son is Parjanya Maharaj. Parjanya Maharaj has five sons, of which one is Nanda Maharaj. We have Upananda Maharaj, Sunanda Maharaj, Nandana Maharaj, and Sri Nanda or our Nanda Maharaj. So Nanda Maharaj is the son of Parjanya Maharaj, who is the son of Devamidha. So what is the connection? For Nanda Maharaj, Devamidha is the grandfather. And similarly for Vasudev Maharaj, Devamidha is the grandfather. Which means there is a strong connection between Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev Maharaj through Devamidha. And as we know, Nanda Maharaj gets married to Yashodamai and they also have Krishna. So now both these families, the Kshatriya family and the Gopa family, have a connection with each other. But now over a period of time, they have got separated. But eventually they had a connection through Devamidha. So now, after all the children appeared, after Krishna appeared simultaneously, and after Balaram Prabhu appeared as Rohini Nandan, Gargacharya, who is the family priest of Vasudeva Maharaj, was sent to Vrindavan because the name-giving ceremony was still not done. We know that the name is Balaram. We know that the name is Krishna. But at that time, when these two beautiful children appeared, the naming was still not done. So Gargacharya, who is the family priest of Vasudeva Maharaj, was sent to the land of Vrindavan. And when Gargacharya came to Braj, it was time to give names. And Gargacharya looks at both the children and very easily Gargacharya recognizes who is Rohini Nandan and who is Devaki Nandan or Yashoda Nandan. Gargacharya says, I am he Rohini Putro Ramayan Surida Gunai Akyasyate Rama Iti Baladikhyad Balam Vidhu Yadhunama Pritag Bhavad Sankarshanam Ushantapi. Gargacharya gives three names. First of all, he recognizes, I am he Rohini Putra. He is Rohini Putra. He is the son of Rohini. And he gives three names. First, he says his name will be Rama. Why? Because he will give happiness. He will give delight to all the Brajavasis, to all the family members, to all the friends. because of his appearance, he will give happiness to everyone. So it is proper to give his name as Rama. At the same time, he will possess extraordinary bodily strength. And that is why his name should also be Bala. So that was the second name. The first name was Rama because he will give delight to everyone. Second name is Bala because he will have extraordinary bodily strength. And third name, which is used in the purport, is Sankarshan. He was given the third name as Sankarshan. Why Sankarshan? Because Akarshan means to attract. Sankarshan, the ability to completely attract. Like we have Kirtan. Kirtan means, comes from the root word Kirti, which means to glorify. Sankirtan, complete glorification of the Supreme Lord. Kirtan means glorification. Sankirtan, complete glorification of the Lord. Similarly, Akarshan means to attract. Sankarshan or Samkarshan, the ability to completely attract. So the third name given to Rohini Nandan was Sankarshan. Why? Because by his appearance, he attracted both the families, the family of Vasudev Maharaj and the family of Nanda Maharaj. Both the families who had their origin from Deva Meeda had got separated over a period of time. But by appearance of Rohini Nandan, he attracted both the families. Because we know, Balaram Prabhu appears as Rohini Nandan and later from Mathura he goes to Vrindavan. Rohini Maiya starts staying with Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya. So he attracted both the families and that is why he got his third name as Sankarshan. Three names, Bala, Ram and Sankarshan. And now it was time to name the darling son of Mother Yashoda, Vrindavan Chandra. And Gargacharya, he looks and says, oh, he is Krishna. Sarvam Akarshati iti Shri Krishna. He who will attract everyone from all corners. He who will be like a magnet, who will just pull the minds of everyone, attract the minds of everyone, including Cupid. Oh, he is Krishna. Sarvam Akarshati. He will attract everyone. He will be so sweet that the minds will naturally get attracted to him. And we see Vallabhacharya. He makes the same point. He quotes, he chants thousands and thousands of verses in the glorification of Krishna's sweetness. Adharam madhuram, vadanam madhuram, nayanam madhuram, hasitam madhuram, hridayam madhuram, gamanam madhuram, madhuradhipate rakhilam madhuram. Oh, everything is sweet about him. His walking is sweet, his talking is sweet, his looking is sweet, his sidelong glance are sweet. He speaks truth, it is sweet. He speaks lies, it is even more sweet. He eats butter, it is sweet. He eats dirt, it is sweet. His sakhas are sweet, his sakhis are sweet. The only fear is if we worship this Lord for a long time, we may end up being diabetic because the Lord whom we worship is so sweet. He is the embodiment of sweetness, Vallabhacharya says. He is so sweet. So Sarvam Akarshati, through his sweetness, he will attract everyone. Now these were as far as the pastime and the names were concerned. Rohini Nandan gets three names, Bala, Ram and Sankarshan. We find the name of Sankarshan is there in the purport. And Krishna gets his name as Shri Krishna. Yashoda Nandan gets his name as Krishna, he who can attract everyone. But whenever the Lord appears, there is some tattva also involved in his appearance. The Lord through his pastimes also teaches some tattva. One time Srila Prabhupada was sitting and Shrutakirti Prabhu was massaging Prabhupada. Prabhupada, wherever he went, Prabhupada would follow the same schedule. At one place, Harishori Prabhu was mentioning that sometimes it would be so fascinating that Prabhupada would travel to so many places and I was in my 20s and I would get jet lag. And Prabhupada in his late 70s would be perfect, hale and hearty. Prabhupada never had jet lag. He followed the same schedule, the same time he would have his lunch, the same time he would get up and do the translation, the same time he would come for Mangal Arati, the same time he would go for morning walk, the same time he would have his bodily massage. Wherever Prabhupada went, it's as if jet lag never existed for Prabhupada. It never existed. So Prabhupada was at one place, and this time Shrutakirti Prabhu was doing the body massage for Prabhupada. And when he was doing the body massage, at the same time, he was also reading Bhagavatam. He was reading verse after verse and translation and purport. And Prabhupada was also hearing. So at one point, Shrutakirti Prabhu, he stopped because he had to cough. So he was reading and he coughed and he stopped. And Prabhupada, whose eyes were closed, Prabhupada completed the last two lines of that verse. So Shrutakirti Prabhu was amazed. He said, Prabhupada, you're awake? I thought you were sleeping. Your eyes were closed. And Prabhupada looked at Shrutakirti Prabhu and said, sleeping in a Bhagavatam class? Prabhupada said, the person who has not understood the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam, someone who has not understood the essence or the importance of Bhagavatam, only that person will not be attentive in a class. And this holds true not just for Srimad Bhagavatam, but also for Chaitanya Bhagavatam, also for Chaitanya Bhagavat. Prabhupada many times emphasized this point that when it comes to pastimes, we all have seen, when it comes to pastimes, we are all very attentive. But when it comes to Tattva, the attention goes down. But Kaviraj Goswami, very beautifully, he says, Siddhanta boliya chitte na kara alas. When Siddhanta is described, na kara alas, one should not be lazy. Iha hoite Krishna lage sudrida manas. Because it is only by hearing Tattva Siddhanta that our faith in Sri Krishna will build. By hearing pastimes, it is entertainment to the ears, no doubt. But when we understand the Tattva behind the Lord's appearance, behind the pastimes, that is when the heart becomes firmly fixed in the Lord's lotus feet. So along with the Lord's appearance and along with the name-giving ceremony is also the Tattva that is associated with the Lord. Sri Krishna, when he is there in the land of Vrindavan, he is called as Swayam Rup Krishna. Why? Because Swayam Rup Krishna is that Krishna who has four attributes. Gopavesh, Venukar, Navakishore, Natavar. He has Gopavesh. He has the form of a Gopa. He dresses like a Gopa. And not just the form of a Gopa, he also has Gopa Avesh. He is dressed like a Gopa and he's also in the mood of a Gopa. Gopavesh and Gopa Avesh. So Gopavesh, Venukar, he plays the flute. Navakishore, he is very youthful. And Natavar, best among dancers. So much so that when he dances, the Gandharvas, the Apsaras, even Lord Shiva, who is Nataraj, best among dancers, even he stops. Because when Krishna starts dancing, the dance moves that Krishna performs, even Lord Shiva has not seen it before. Even the peacocks who dance looking at the rain, when it rains, we have seen in Braj, the peacocks dance. But when Krishna would start dancing, even the peacocks would stop in embarrassment. They would tell Krishna, Krishna, we thought only we dance in Vrindavan. But looking at your dancing, we feel very ashamed. We feel embarrassed to dance in front of you. And as tickets to Krishna's dancing, they were offering their peacock feathers. That, my dear Lord, we cannot offer you anything, but this is the prize, this is the ticket that we can offer to see your dancing, to witness your dance performance. So Krishna is the best among dancers. He dances better, way more better than even Lord Shiva and even the peacocks of Braj. So four attributes of Vrindavan Krishna, who's called as the Swayam Rup Krishna: Gopavesh, Venukar, Navakishore, Natavar. Gopavesh, the form is Gopa, and Gopa Avesh, the mood is Gopa. Venukar plays the flute. Navakishore is youthful, and Natavar, best among dancers. We see even in the Rai Ramananda Samvad, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking to Ramananda Rai. At one point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts switching forms. And Ramananda Rai very beautifully says, Paila dekhila tumar sanyasi swarup, ebe moi dekhi shama goparup. He says, my dear Lord, first I saw you as sanyasi swarup. I am seeing you with a danda and a saffron clad cloth. But now I am seeing you as shama goparup. I am seeing you with peacock feather. I am seeing a flute. I am seeing pitambar vesh. What is this, my dear Lord? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, oh, Ramananda Rai, you are so exalted. You are so exalted that you are able to see Krishna everywhere. But actually, in reality, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was definitely switching forms. He was having sannyasi swarup, then he would switch to Vrindavan Swayam Rup Krishna, then again switch back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of sannyasi, then again switch back. So Ramananda Rai, whose eyes were anointed with love, could understand this. And he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Paila dekhila tumar sannyasi swarup, ebe moi dekhi shama goparup. Now I am seeing shama goparup. So sham goparup or swayamrup Vrindavan Krishna is that Krishna who has a peacock feather, who has a flute, who has a pitambar vesh, and who considers himself as a gopa, as Yashoda Nandan. We find even in the Venu Geet, Canto 10, Chapter 21, Text 5, Shukadev Goswami describes this Swayamrup Krishna, describes this Vrindavan Krishna. He says, Barha Pidam Natavaravapu Karnayo Karnikaram Vibradvasana Kanaka Kapisham Vaijayantim Chamalam Randran Venu Radhara Sudayan Purayan Gopa Vrindai Vrindaranyam Swapada Ramanam Pravishad Gita Kirtir. Canto 10, Chapter 21, Text 5. In the section of Venu Geet, Shukadev Goswami says, Barha Pidam. How is Vrindavan Swayam Rup Krishna? Barha Pidam. He has a crown of peacock feathers. Natavara Vapu, best among dancers. Karnayoho Karnikaram. He has 2 ears, but he has 1 Karnikara flower. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur describes that ideally 2 ears means 2 flowers, but why is Krishna having 2 ears, 1 flower? And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur answers by saying the restless nature of Krishna is described. Krishna is so restless that sometimes he would keep the Karnikara flower here. 5 minutes after, he will keep it here. 5 minutes after, he will keep it here. Constantly, he's switching ears. So Shukadev Goswami, when he's describing this pastime, he's also describing the restless nature of the Vrindavan Krishna. He has a Vaijayanti mala made of 5 forest flowers. And he has Venu. With that Venu, he calls his friends. He calls the Braja Gopis. He calls the cows, he calls the calves, he calls the birds, he calls everyone. So this is Vrindavan Krishna. Gopavesh, Venukar, Navakishor, Natavar. Now, this Swayamrup Krishna has 2 expansions. This Swayamrup Krishna first expands as Prabhav Prakash. Prakash means expansion. Prabhav Prakash. Now, what is Prabhav Prakash expansion? Prabhav Prakash expansion is that form of Krishna where the mood and the form is identical to Swayamrup Krishna. When the mood and form is the same as the Vrindavan Krishna, the Swayamrup Krishna, then that is called as Prabhav Prakash. Now, what is the example? Well, we find the example in Canto 10, Chapter 29. In the start of the Rasa dance, Shukadev Goswami says, Bhagavan apita ratre sharadutfulla mallika viksharantum manaschakre yogamayam upashate. In Canto 10, Chapter 29, Shukadev Goswami describes Bhagavan apita ratri, on that ratri, on the night of Sharad Purnima, Bhagavan decided to have rasa dance. Sharad Utfulla Mallika, the Mallika flowers, that is the jasmine flowers, started blossoming. Now we may think, what is so fascinating? Mallika flowers blossoming, that is jasmine flowers blossoming. What is so fascinating? Why is Shukadev Goswami mentioning that in the description of the rasa dance? Well, the fascinating point here is Mallika flowers never blossom during Sharad Ruto. It is never seen that the Mallika flowers are blossoming in Sharad Ruto. The jasmine flowers never blossom during Sharad Ruto. But Shukadev Goswami is saying that if Mallika flowers were blossoming on the night of Sharad Purnima, it is to be understood that the person performing this pastime is not a mere mortal. He is Bhagavan himself. Because unseen events are being witnessed. If it was a normal person, then Mallika flower would not blossom in Sharad Ruto. But if Mallika flower is blossoming at a time when it shouldn't blossom, oh, the person performing this pastime is not mere mortal, he is Bhagavan himself. So on the night of Sharad Purnima, when Krishna had the rasa dance, as we have all seen, the very, very famous ISKCON photo where millions of gopis are dancing and Krishna has expanded himself. And simultaneously, Krishna is dancing with everyone. For one gopi, he is adjusting her ankle bells. For another gopi, he is wiping the sweat. For another gopi, he's performing something else. With every Braja Gopi, Krishna is reciprocating during that rasa dance. Now, the question here is, that Krishna who had expanded, is the form like that of a Gopa? Is he dressed like a Gopa? Yes, because we see he has Pitambar Vesh. He has a flute tucked onto his waist. He has peacock feather, which means the form is like that of a Gopa. At the same time, is he having Gopa Avesh? Is he in the mood of a Gopa? Yes, because he is considering himself as Yashoda Nandan. He is considering himself as Radhika Raman Krishna. So the form and the mood is identical to Swayamrup Krishna. And that is why this expansion of Krishna during the rasa dance is called as Prabhav Prakash. So first, to reiterate, we have Swayamrup Krishna, who has Gopa Vesh, Venukar, Navakishore, and Natavar, whose form is like a Gopa and whose mood is like that of a Gopa. When that Krishna expands in Vrindavan to dance with various Braja Gopis, that is Prabhav Prakash. Prabhav Prakash is that form where the mood and form of the Swayamrup Krishna is retained. It's just that Krishna is expanding. The mood and form is retained. So that is Prabhav Prakash. But now, when that Swayamrup Krishna expands again, where the form and the mood both are different, that is called as Vaibhav Prakash. Where the form is different, the mood is also different from the Swayamrup Krishna. What are the examples? Krishna of Kurukshetra. Krishna in Kurukshetra, is he in the mood of Gopa? No, he's considering himself as Kshatriya. So the mood is not Gopa. Is his form attire like a Gopa? No, because he's there in a battlefield. His form is like not that of a Gopa. His mood is not like that of a Gopa, which means this is the Vaibhav Prakash expansion of the Supreme Lord, where the mood and form is different from the Swayamrup Vrindavan Krishna. Similarly, Krishna of Dwaraka. The form is not that of a Gopa. The mood is not that of a Gopa. Another example of Vaibhav Prakash expansion of the Supreme Lord in connection to the Swayamrup Krishna. Similarly, this is outside of Vrindavan. In the land of Vrindavan also, Krishna has a Vaibhav Prakash expansion, where the form and mood are different than Swayamrup Krishna. And dear devotees, that form is Balaram. Balaram is the Vaibhav Prakash expansion of the Swayamrup Krishna. Why? Because Balaram's form is different from that of Krishna. Balaram doesn't wear pitambar. He has a blue garment. Balaram doesn't carry a flute. Balaram doesn't wear a peacock feather. So the form is different. And the mood is also different. Why is the mood different? Because Krishna has Sevya Abhiman. Krishna has something called a Sevya Abhiman. Sevya Abhiman means Krishna wants everyone to serve him. Krishna wants everyone should come and serve me. This is Sevya Abhiman. But Balaram has Sevak Abhiman. Balaram's mood is that of service. Balaram's mood is that of serving Krishna. So the mood is different. Krishna's mood is Sevya Abhiman. Balaram's mood is Sevak Abhiman. So naturally, the form is different. The mood is different. And hence, Balaram is the Vaibhav Prakash expansion of the Swayamrup Vrindavan Krishna. Now Balaramji has Balaram, who is the Vaibhav Prakash expansion of the Vrindavan Krishna, he decides to serve the Supreme Lord in all the five rasas. What are the five rasas? Shanta, Dasya, Sakhya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. Balaramji expands himself in Shantaras as Asana, Vasana, Bhushana, Padukas, etc. The footwear, the umbrella, the sitting place, the resting place. It is Balaram who is expanding himself into all these things. And this is in Shantaras. And we find in the previous verses, probably the speaker earlier would have elaborated on this. Vrindavan Das Thakur explained as to how Balaram is expanding himself. So Balaram, who is the Vaibhav Prakash expansion, is now expanding himself further to serve the Supreme Lord in Shantaras as Asana, Vasana, Bhushana, Paduka, etc. Balaramji again decides to expand himself in Dasyaras. And now when he expands himself as Dasyaras, Balaramji becomes Anantashesh. Because as Anantashesh, he holds on to the millions and millions of planets. Millions of planets are resting upon the hoods of Balaramji in the form of Ananta. And this is in the mood of Dasyaras. Similarly, when Krishna appeared, Anantashesh, in the mood of a servant, became the transcendental umbrella to protect Krishna from all the rains. So there also Ananta is describing or is demonstrating this mood of being the servant. We find that when Kaliya came to Braj, at that time Krishna chastised Kaliya. And after the whole pastime of Kaliya was done, when Krishna came out, Balaram went and embraced Krishna. All the Vrajavasis were panic-stricken, but Balaram was smiling. Shukadeva Goswami says Balaram was smiling and laughing, and he went and embraced Krishna. Why? Because Balaram was thinking to himself that Krishna, he plays with Anantashesh. What is Kaliya in front of Anantashesh? Kaliya is like just like a water snake. Krishna, he plays with Ananta. And Balaram knows this because Balaram is Anantashesh. So Balaram was thinking to himself, when all the Brajavasis were panic-stricken, Balaram was thinking, there is nothing to fear. Krishna rests on Ananta. And Krishna is perfectly fine there. So when Kaliya comes into Yamuna, there is nothing to be afraid of, because Kaliya is just like a small water snake. He is nothing in comparison to Anantashesh. So at that time, Balaram, when he sees Krishna has come out of water, Balaram goes and embraces Krishna. And at that time, Shripad Harisuri, he comes into picture. Shripad Harisuri says, why did Balaram go and embrace Krishna? And Shripad Harisuri says, there is a saying in Sanskrit, Vishasya Vishama Ushadam. To remove one poison, sometimes another poison has to be given. So Balaram was thinking to himself, my brother Krishna has been in the wraps of Kaliya for such a long time, and Kaliya has hissed and bit Krishna, and probably Krishna's body, there are some traces of poison. So if I embrace Krishna, which means if Ananta, Balaram as Ananta embraces, it is Vishasya Vishamaushadam. It's like giving one poison to another existing poison. And this may help remove the poison that is there from Krishna's body. Sometimes when one poison is given to a person, it helps to remove the existing poison. So Balaram as Ananta is a snake, and snake means has poison. So Balaram goes and embraces with the hope that this embrace of mine will remove all the poison from my brother's body, who was bitten by the poisonous Kaliya. So there also this point is made that Balaram is not different from Anantashesh. And in the mood of Ananta, Balram goes and embraces Krishna. So this is in the mood of Dasiras. Balaram is expanding in the Shantaras as Asana, Vasana, Bhushana, Paduka, etc. In Dasiras, he is expanding as Ananta Shesh in the mood of service, holding planets, serving in Brajalila also. And at the same time, when Krishna appears, he is becoming the transcendental umbrella. At the same time, we find Balaramji also expands in Sakhiras. Sometimes we find that when we have to pronounce, we say Shantaras, Dasiras, and we say Sakhiras. But it is actually, according to Rupa Goswami, it is Sakhiras. Because we see that we have Dasiras with an A, and then we have Vatsalyaras again with an A. So naturally, the tongue tends to chant it as Sakhiras because there are two R's. So Sakhiras also we chant it as Sakhiras. But it is actually Sakhiras. So Shantaras, Dasiras, Sakhiras, and then Vatsalyaras. So Sakhiras without an R. So in Sakhiras, in the mood of friendship, Balaram is also there as Krishna's friend. Rupa Goswami in Radha Krishna Ganodesha Deepika describes Krishna as four types of friends. He has Surat Sakhas. Surat Sakhas are those friends who are older to Krishna in age and whose job is to protect Krishna. Well, Krishna needs no protection, but Nanda and Yashoda have formed Surat Sakhas because Krishna is always attacked with demons and Nanda and Yashoda cannot be with Krishna all the time. So they have appointed some Surat Sakhas, those who are older to Krishna and Balaram, so that Krishna and Balaram can be protected. So they are the first type, Surat Sakhas. Then the second are Sakhas. Naturally, they are younger to Krishna and Balaram in age. Third are Priya Sakhas. Priya Sakhas are those Sakhas with whom Krishna wrestles, those Sakhas with whom Krishna plays hide and seek, those Sakhas with whom Krishna plays blind man's buff, and so many other games. It is the Priya Sakhas, Rupa Goswami describes. And finally, the most confidential are the Priya Narma Sakhas. Priya Narma Sakhas are those Sakhas who have access to Sakhiras and at the same time have access to even Madhuryaras. The other friends don't have this access, but Priya Narma Sakhas have access to even Madhuryaras. What are the examples? Subal, Stuka Krishna, and so many others. Arjun Sakha is also one of the Priya Narma Sakhas who is there serving in Sakhiras and also in Madhuryaras. So we find Balaram is also in Priya Narma Sakha. He is serving the Supreme Lord in both the camps. And then we find Balaram is also serving in Vatsalyaras. As an older brother, sometimes Balaram chastises. He gives orders to Krishna. Krishna, don't go here. Krishna, don't do this. Krishna, don't do that. He gives orders and instructions to Krishna as an older brother, which is like the mood of a parent, Vatsalyaras. And finally, Balaram also expands himself as Ananga Manjari in Madhuryaras. When Balaram has to serve in Madhuryaras, he expands as Ananga Manjari. Ananga Manjari in Gaur Leela is Janavama, the consort of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And we find, just as a side point, in Radhakund, in the center, we have Ananga Manjari Skund. And there our Acharyas describe Ananga Manjari has a kunj. Her own kunj is called as Swananda Sukada Kunj. This is Ananga Manjari's kunj. And because Bhaktivinod Thakur is eternally serving under Ananga Manjari, Bhaktivinod Thakur also named his house in Godhruma Dweep as Swananda Sukada Kunj. Why? Because he's eternally serving Ananga Manjari. And Ananga Manjari's kunj is called as Swananda Sukada Kunj, which is there in the center of Radha Kund. So in this way, we find Balaramji is expanding in all five rasas. In Shanta, Asana, Vasana, Bhushana, Paduka, etc. In Dasya, very important, he's expanding as Ananta Shesh in the mood of service. He's expanding himself as Sakhiras, as Krishna's friend. He's also expanding himself as Vatsalyaras by giving instructions and sometimes chastising and protecting Krishna. And in Madhurya, he also expands himself as Ananga Manjari. So we find Krishna, the Swayamrup Krishna, is expanding himself as Balaram, but that Balaram is the Vaibhav Prakash expansion. And now that Vaibhav Prakash Balaramji is further expanding himself as Ananta Shesh when it comes to the mood of Dasyaras. So here we find in this section, Anantadev's glories are described. Who is this Anantadev? Anantadev is the expansion of Vaibhav Prakash Balaramji. He is the expansion of Balaram, who is the Vaibhav Prakash expansion of the Swayamrup Brindavan Krishna. So that is the connection. Anantashesh in the mood of Dasya is the expansion of Balaramji, who is the Vaibhav Prakash expansion of the Swayamrup Krishna. And similarly, we find same Balaram comes down in the age of Kali as Sri Nityananda Prabhu. In Dwapara also, Balaramji is serving the Supreme Lord. But when Roma Harshan Sutta did not get up, we saw that in the purport. When Roma Harshan Sutta did not get up, Balaramji, he apparently goes on a Tirthyatra and ends up killing Roma Harshan Sutta. But Nityananda Prabhu did not kill anyone. Even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invoked the Sudarshan Chakra to kill Jaga and Mada, it was Nityananda Prabhu who pleaded for both of them. Our Nitya is so merciful. He not just serves Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu serves Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Gambhira tasting the fruit of Radha Bhav. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so engrossed. We find after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu practically stopped traveling. Especially in the last 6 years, it was complete isolation. So it was Nityananda Prabhu who took it upon himself to serve humanity. He was serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by allowing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to taste the fruit of Radha Bhav. At the same time, he was also serving humanity by giving the holy name. Because by this chanting of the holy name, one can again go back to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One can again go back to Radharani and Krishna. So it is Nityananda Prabhu who comes to our rescue. Without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, we don't get Radha Krishna. He no nitai vine bhai, Radha Krishna pahite nai, Drudha kori dharo nitai pai, Drudha kori dharo nitai pai. He no nitai vine bhai, Radha Krishna pahite nai. Without Nityananda Ram, no one gets Radha and Krishna. Drudha kori dharo nitai pai. Our acharyas are saying, hold on to the feet of Nityananda Prabhu tightly, because it is only by Nitai's mercy one can get Radha and Krishna. Similarly, Chaitanya Bhagavata also describes, of course, we're running out of time, but Chaitanya Bhagavata also describes the pastime of a Brahmana who had respect for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu but did not have respect for Nityananda Prabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells that Brahmana, Se tahare priti kare, se kare amare, satya 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 vipra kohila tumare. O Brahmana, O Vipra, please hear this. Se tahare priti kare, se kare amare. Only if you show your love and respect to Nityananda Prabhu will I consider it as respect and love for me. Only if you respect him will you get my mercy. And O Vipra, don't think that I am just saying it. Satya, satya, satya Vipra kohila tumare. Hey Vipra, hey Brahmana, this is truth, and this is the ultimate truth. Without pleasing Nityananda Prabhu, who is not different from that same Balaram, without pleasing Nityananda Prabhu of Kali Yuga, no one gets even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we saw without Nitai, we don't get Radha Krishna. Without Nitai, we don't even get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot make any advancement on this path of Krishna Bhakti. So that Balaram, who was so grave and so powerful in Dwapar, who killed so many demons, including Roma Harshan Sutta, in a Tirthyatra, he comes down as Nityananda Prabhu, so merciful, ready to give the holy names to each and everyone, going house to house and begging everyone to chant. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, लेहा गौरांगरा नाम रे, जय जन गौरांग भजे से होय अमार प्राण रे, से होय नितायर प्राण रे। He goes house to house, bhaja gauranga, kaha gauranga, leha gauranga ero namare. Chant the name of gauranga, think about gauranga, preach about gauranga, remember gauranga. Jay jana gauranga bhaje. Anyone who chants the name of gauranga mahaprabhu, say hoy amar pranade. They become my life and soul, Nityananda Prabhu is saying. Going house to house, giving holy name just for us. So he's serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but letting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taste the fruit of Radha Bhav, for which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came down. At the same time, he's also serving all of us as Adi Guru Nityananda Ram. As Guru Tattva, he's serving all of us by giving his holy names. And that same Nityananda Prabhu is again expanding as our Guru Devs. Our Sri Guru is again not different from Sri Nityananda Ram. So we see very beautifully Swayamrupa Krishna is expanding as Vaibhav Prakash, as expanding as Balaramji. Balaram expands as Ananta in Dasyaras. And now that Balaram in Kali is again expanding as Nityananda Ram. And now that Nityananda Ram, for all of us personally, is expanding as our Gurudev. What compassion. So much compassion. All of us individually have access to Nityananda Ram. Because our Gurudev is not different. साक्षात् हरित्वेन समस्त शास्त्रे उक्तस्तथावा यत एव सद्भि किंतुर प्रभोर्या प्रिय एव तस्य वंदे गुरु श्री चरणारविंदम. This is the verdict of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So Nityananda Prabhu in our lives as Sri Gurudev is very beautifully giving the chanting of the holy names. But look at our predicament. Kulashekar Alvar in the Mukunda Mala Stotra, he says, Ashcharyametadhi manushya loke sudham parityajya visham pibanti namani narayana gocharani. Kulashekar Alvar, he says, Ashcharyametadhi manushya loke. This is very surprising. What is surprising? He says, sudham parityajya visham pibanti. People are giving up the nectar and ready to drink poison. They are ready to give up the nectar of Namani Narayana Gocharani. They are giving up the nectar of the Lord's holy name, but are ready to drink the poison of the material world. Ashcharyam etadhi manushya loke. This is so ashcharya. This is so surprising, Kulashekar Alvar says. So time and again, this point is made that the best gift that Gurudev or Nityananda Ram or Balaram or even Shri Krishna are giving all of us is the chanting of the holy name. And this is that gift. This is that key that opens the treasure chest to Radha and Krishna's eternal pastimes in Golok Vrindavan. The chanting of the holy names given by Nityananda Prabhu is that key that opens the treasure chest to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eternal pastimes in Shvetadvip, Navadvip. The more we take shelter of Hari Nam, the more we have access to these very wonderful pastimes. Having said this, I very humbly want to stop here. Shri Balaram Prabhu ki jai, Shri Ananda Dev ki jai, Shri Nityananda Ram ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gurudev ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Priya Narma Sakha Arjun Sakha Das Prabhu Ki Jai.
Kela Prabhu Pada Ki Jai.
Thank you, Prabhu, for such a wonderful session. And very, very beautifully you explained the tattva about the Swayamrupa Krishna and Vaibhav Prakash and then how Anantadev came. So I have just one doubt.
So maybe we'll just take one question because I have to join a work-related meeting.
Okay. Then so probably I'll give others a chance.
Maybe we can just take one
question. Please go ahead because we have only one option. please go ahead if anyone has any.
Unfortunately, I have to join immediately after this. So maybe we can just take one.
Okay, Prabhu, if nobody is asking, then probably I'll quickly ask. Okay. Like, what is the difference between the Anantadev who is serving Karanodakshay Vishnu and Anantadev who is serving Garbhodakshay Vishnu and Anantadev who is serving Shirodakshay Vishnu? Because all three Vishnus are lying on Anantashesh. And we know that Garbhodakshay and Shirodakshay are in the material world. So even the Anant is also, I don't want to say anything, but I hope you understood.
So I am pretty sure if we start answering this, I will not be able to join my work-related meeting. Maybe so later. Mataji, maybe what we'll do is we'll take this offline.
Sure.
I will answer this over WhatsApp and we can take this there.
Sure,
because I'm already running out of time.
Okay, Prabhu.
The meeting started at 9 o'clock and it's already 9:10 Pacific here.
Oh, Krishna. Please, no worries. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much for coming and we'll stop here. Vancha Kalpataru Patitanam Pavanebhyo
Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha
Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda
Ki Jai Ki Jai
Sakha Prabhu Ki Jai.
Yay! Thank you so much.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Koti Koti Namaste Pranam Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, everyone.